Before the Spanish arrived in 1521, Manila flourished as a vibrant hub of settlers and traders, fostering a rich, early civilization. It served as a kingdom that united diverse communities and engaged in robust trade with China, Japan, and India, drawing Malayans to establish ties with Brunei and Southeast Asia by the 14th century. The city's original name, Manila, reflected its lush environment teeming with the indigenous indigo plant known as Nila. In the pre-Hispanic Philippines, governance revolved around the barangay system, with each barangay, derived from the Malay word balangay for boat, comprising 30 of 100 families led by a datu. The datu, also known as gat or lakan, held roles as chief executive, legislator, judge, and supreme commander during conflicts. Society was stratified into three classes: nobles, including the datu and their kin, mahadlika or maharlika, representing freemen, and alipin, dependents whose status could be attained through inheritance, captivity, debt settlement, or punishment for crimes, with variations such as Aliping Namamahay and Aliping Sagigilid in Tagalog regions, and Tumataban, Tumarampok, and Ai Wei in the Visayan area. The attire of pre-Hispanic Filipinos not only reflected style, but also conveyed social status and cultural nuances. Men wore the kangan, a sleeveless jacket, and a bahag, loincloth, with the color of the kangan indicating rank, red for chiefs and black or blue for commoners. Turbans known as putong further delineated social standing. Women donned baro or kamisa jackets with sleeves, paired with saya or patadyong skirts, sometimes adding a red or white cloth called tapis. Gold ornaments like kalumbiga, coupled with tattoos showcasing strength, were prominent expressions of fashion, embodying the intricate societal fabric of early Filipino communities. The ancient Filipino religion was a complex blend of animistic beliefs in nature spirits, ancestor reverence, and rituals honoring deities like Bathala, the supreme god. This spiritual tapestry intertwined with daily life, shaping traditions, social hierarchies, and cultural practices that endured across the archipelago's diverse communities.